The use of the word akasha has lingered around the fringes of physics for at least a century. The reason for this is that an ancient and supposedly outmoded belief refuses to die. The belief that empty space is not empty at all. Akasha, the Sanskrit word for space, has an English equivalent, the ether. Up until a few generations ago, if you had gone to school and asked what filled the infinite void between the stars, you would have been told, whether in ancient Greece or medieval France or Harvard at the time of Abraham Lincoln, that pure emptiness isn't possible. An invisible ether allows light to travel from the stars. Without a medium to pass through, light waves have no way to move from point A to point B. The ether suffered a setback in the 1880s when two American scientists, Albert Michelson and Edward Morley, proved that light traveled at the same speed no matter what direction it moved in. This was important because the so-called ether wind that was thought to sweep energy through the universe should have made it slower going upstream than downstream. When Michelson and Morley proved that it wasn't, even Einstein became convinced that space was a void without activity, a belief that was also wrong, as it turns out. Physicists now believe that space is full of activity in the form of invisible fluctuations in the quantum field. These so-called virtual fluctuations account for matter and energy, and also for distortions in time and space. Thus, in a curious way, the disproved notion of the ether was revived indirectly. To find out where matter and energy come from, physics wound up in a universal field that envelops not just what we observe, but everything that could possibly exist. Modern physics finds it easy to make the material world disappear into nothingness. But that is deeply disturbing, almost as disturbing as the disappearance of a dying person. Here is how the disappearing act works. First, the rock, tree, or planet disappeared from sight when scientists realized that solid matter is made up of atoms that cannot be detected by the naked eye. Second, atoms disappeared when it was discovered that they are made up of energy, mere vibrations in the void. Finally, energy disappeared when it was found that vibrations are temporary excitations in a field, and that the field itself doesn't vibrate, but maintains a flat, constant zero point. Theoretically, to reach the zero point in nature, one could cool empty space down to absolute zero, and instantly everything would cease to vibrate. Yet the zero point also exists here and now. It provides the starting point from which everything in the universe springs. Since matter and energy are constantly emerging and then vanishing back into the void, the zero point serves as the switching station between existence and nothingness. It wouldn't be so disturbing if this vanishing act was due to occur only when the cosmos dies billions of years from now by cooling down to absolute zero. Nor would it be so disturbing if matter only collapsed into the void theoretically. Such isn't the case, however. Matter and energy have to disappear. If they remain stable, which is how rocks, trees, and planets look to the eye, chaos would break loose. There would be no forms, no evolution, no organization. In other words, no universe as we know it.